49 and 50. Amen. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt hath lost its saltness, his saltiness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. Colossians 4:6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man. Leviticus 2:12-13, for the oblation of the first fruits, ye shall offer them unto the Lord, but they shall not be burned on the altar for a sweet savor. And every oblation of any meat offering shalt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of thy God to be lacking. From the meat of thy meat offering, with all thine offerings, offer salt. And if thou offer a meat offering of thy first fruits unto the Lord, thou shalt offer for a meat offering of thy first fruits green ears of corn, dried by the fire. Even corn beaten out of full ears, thou shalt put oil upon it, and lay frankincense thereon. It is a meat or food offering. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it, part of the beaten corn thereof, and part of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. I'm talking for my time this morning, salted with fire and salted with salt. Hallelujah. They didn't get out of it in the Old Testament, and Jesus didn't let us loose from it in the New Testament. Praise God. Paul didn't let us loose from it in his writings. Glory to God. He said, every sacrifice shall be salted with fire. Amen. And every offering salted with salt. Hallelujah. Why the fire? And why the salt? Hey, God knows what he's doing. He knows what tastes good. He likes stuff flavored right. Huh? Amen. God likes stuff smells good too. Read all those scriptures about that sweet savor. That means sweet smell. God likes good smelling smells coming from his house. God like good tasting sacrifices because I ate them. Amen. Coming from his house. He likes some good looking bread. Amen. In a prominent showcase in his house. Amen. Baked good and brown. He called it showbread. Hallelujah. When you got close to the house of God, you smelled good things cooking. Amen. And when you got into eating in the house of God, it was seasoned just right. God didn't want anything bland in his sacrifices. He wanted everything hot and salted. Praise God. And God knows that the poorest food tastes better if it's hot and it's salted just right. Amen. We had moved down to the creek in a house that had four rooms down below and one upstairs. We were stepping up in the world. We'd worked all day past dinner time moving, and we was hungry. Amen. And Mom built a fire in the cook stove that we had just freshly erected. Amen. In the kitchen of that house, put up the stove pipes because we cooked with wood. The first thing she did before she started frying taters was melting that lard. Because every household in the country in those days had a piece of furniture that you never see in anybody's house anymore. It was called a lard stand. Hold up your hand if you know about a lard stand. Amen. What? 50 pounds. A 5-gallon bucket, if you will, of lard. That was the cooking oil in the country. Amen. And I'll tell you something, folks. If you're hungry, even lard can fill a house with good smell when it gets hot. Just pure old lard. And I can still remember being hungry in Arkansas and Mama melting the lard before she fried the taters. That's why I say fried taters, amen, taste good if they're good and hot and salted just right. Amen. In the springtime, we had fried taters and cornbread, and usually all that was left of the hogs that we butchered was that stand of lard, amen, and some fat meat, which was salted. In fact, it was so salty, Mom would have to boil it a little bit before you could eat it. But I want you to know that fried taters and cornbread and fatback tasted good if it was hot. Hallelujah. It was good hot food, if you will. In the springtime, we went out and picked wild onions and wild greens. And I can still pick wild greens. I still know wild greens. I mix Sister Collins up a batch every once in a while. Amen. But we had something down there that you don't hardly find in Ohio. Amen. Wild onions were prolific in the glades and hillsides of the mountains. And we picked wild onions. As a matter of fact, they came first in the springtime. They came up quite early. And oh, it was a boon to us kids when Mom sent us to pick wild onions to find some big ones growing up yonder on a fertile hillside over the creek. And we would pick a bucket full of wild onions and take them back to the house and say, one of the treats of springtime was fried taters and cornbread and wild onions. You say, onions and what? Wild onions cut up in a plate and hot grease poured over them until they sizzled. Amen. And fried a little when you poured hot grease over them. And with fried taters and cornbread and wilted wild onions and fat meat, you had a country feast, brother. Amen. But it wasn't any good unless you put the fire to it to us. It had to be warm. It had to be hot. Amen. They may accuse our holiness preachers of being kindly ignorant. And I may have some holes in my doctrine too, but that's all right. Amen. Just as long as what I got is hot. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Brother Havis may not have the same doctrines that some of us might have in some areas, but there's one thing you got to say about Havis revival. He brought it to us fresh off the fire, and you can feel the fire. You can feel the steam of it, the heat of it. He salted his sacrifice with fire. Hallelujah. And I tell you, the most common fare can be turned into a feast.
If you get it hot and salty just right, amen, you may not be a preacher with a degree, but praise God, you find a hungry congregation, and it's well past lunchtime. We call it dinner time. Amen. And melt you one down and salt it just right. Oh, amen. You're ready for a feast, brother. Glory to God. Amen. And I feel that fire in this service this morning. Amen, Danny. Praise God, you came to the church salted with fire and salted with salt. Amen. Renee, I sensed it in the sound of your voice. Amen. Mike, glory to God, you had the salt of self-sacrifice, the salt of being willing to give up and to follow the mind of God and to follow the will of the Spirit. Praise God, I tasted that salt in the testimony. I felt that fire in the testimony. Ew, and it made me want it. Hallelujah. Amen. A roast beef sandwich with potatoes and gravy can be pretty bland if it ain't got no salt on it. And if it's cold, amen. We had worked hard, drywall, and Bill Morris ordered a roast beef sandwich with potatoes and gravy. I ordered a hamburger or something else. I looked over, I kept looking over. I said, man, I said, Bill, that looks good. He said, that don't only just look good, it is good. Amen. And so, amen. Later on, I ordered roast beef sandwich with potatoes and gravy. Amen. I mean, you salt it just right and serve it hot. It's good. Amen. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. You don't have to be too fancy for me if it's hot. And it's got some salt. Oh, glory. Woo! Amen. Salt. That's how we get our word salary. Amen. They used to pay Roman soldiers. Amen. With salt. Amen. And so that's where we get the word S-A-L. Salary. Salt. Amen. Because it was precious. Amen. Where would the world be this morning without that all-important, though inexpensive, salt? God thought it so important that when He heals the Dead Sea of its saltiness, in Ezekiel, He leaves some of the marshes and some of the swamps for that very purpose, for salt. Amen, because they're going to need salt even in the millennium. Praise God. Praise God. We need that self-sacrificing salt. We need that self-annihilating fire. Praise God. We need to catch on fire and burn up for God. Hallelujah. He said, amen, part of that sacrifice in Leviticus chapter 2. Amen, don't burn it. But part of it, He said, burn it with fire and let them oil. Praise God. Set it on fire. Hallelujah. God's always got His reserves in the background. God's always got His reserves. Amen. The shewbread, the priest could eat it. But when David was in trouble and his men were hungry and he asked the priest for food, the priest said, all I've got is the shewbread. And that's just for the priests. And David said, give me some of that. And he said, if all your young men are clean, he said, they can have it. And did you know he fed David's hungry army that day right out of the tabernacle of God with the bread that was just for show? And you know the reason I thank God had some show bread and plenty of it. He knew that somewhere, sometime, maybe a whole lot of somewhere and a whole lot of sometimes, there'd be somebody come along that was hungry and needed bread. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Lawrence of Arabia rode through the desert wilderness of Arabia from one end to the other, where the water holes was 3 days apart. And in their pack on their camels, they hauled flour. Amen. That was their rations. At the end of a hard ride, they stopped and mixed the flour with water and made a paste and baked it in front of the fire. If they were fortunate, they salted it. And the army subsisted, amen, where the water holes was 3 days apart, on that flour. Whole wheat flour, incidentally, mixed with water and baked. Often in his memoirs, he said they were baking bread. Amen. Bread. I can't get Sister Collins to cook it brown enough for me. She keeps bringing my biscuits out with a little too much whiteness in them. So I have to give her orders all over again. I want a good brown crust. Amen. Sit down at the dinner table with fried taters. Amen. And cornbread and beans. Amen. And some wild onions. Did you ever take the crust off the south end of a pone of cornbread and use it for a scoop to scoop up wild onions? Amen. And when the lettuce comes on in the springtime, scoop up the wilted onions and the wilted lettuce with a cornbread crust just about as wide as your mouth can take. And open your mouth real wide. Amen. And put it all in. All at once. Amen. Make you want to ask the blessing all over again. Amen. If you're hungry enough, it tastes good. If it's hot and it's salted with salt, you may feel like you don't have much to offer. Set it on fire. You may feel like that your testimony, your life is just a little bit like a days ago, maybe a little bit bland. Set it on fire and salt it just right. And set it out with the steam coming off of it. And somebody's going to reach for it. Somebody's going to tell you, that's just exactly what I need. Amen. Glory to God, Princess, so loud. Some of them thought she was my sister. Some of them thought she was my wife a few places. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you what, she's about on target. Amen. Every time she comes up with a problem, the mind of the Lord, praise God, she's on target. Amen. Brother Hughes may be coming to the highway of holiness. Amen. But if he gets up here red hot and salted just right, he can tell the same story over again for me, praise God, because it tastes good and I ain't found him wrong. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to be right and to be red hot and salted just to suit. Raise your hands and praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Have salt within yourselves, and it'll bring peace one with another. Amen. Folks will be glad to see you because you got salt in you. Amen. It won't turn up your nose so many times and say, that again? Amen. Just set it on fire. I tell you, many times our problem is that we're not hungry. It's hard to feed folks that's not hungry. We've heard it all, we've had it all, we've seen it all, we know all the new song, and you can't tell us nothing new. But Danny and Renee got up here and sung an old one a while ago, and the power come down. Hallelujah. What's special about an old song? What's special about an old hymn out of the hymn book? Amen. It's been under the fire. It becomes special. So the just right, it becomes special. Praise God. Woo! Anything is good when you hunger and thirst after righteousness if it's salted with fire and salted with salt. Now we can't get away from our responsibility of praying through whatever our salarium costs. Amen. Whatever our salary takes. Glory to God, we need to go far if we need to bring back the salt. Amen. We need to work a little if we have to get some wood to put on the fire. Amen. But fried chicken never has tasted the same since we quit cooking with lard and killed the chickens out of the yard. But I got down in Mexico in 1966 and found a Kentucky fried chicken in Mexico. But it was different. It was different. Ah, once you taste it, James Setzer, you don't forget it. And I told Brother Dunn, I said, that chicken tastes just like it did when I was a kid. Right from Kentucky Fried Chicken. I know what they did. They fried them chickens out of the yard with lard. Amen. I told one of the Mexican preachers that the fried chicken tastes better down here. He said, I know. He said, and our pork tastes better too. Amen. It did. Ah, you may be poor in Mexico and call it tortillas instead of cornbread. Amen. But if you got your brown beans salted, amen, well done. They've come from the fire. It can turn very common fare into a feast. Praise God. And who knows what kind of restaurant will pop up next. Amen. And the next thing you know, they'll be serving country fried taters instead of French fries. Amen. And beans like mama boiled instead of the common fare in the fast foods and dives today. Amen. And somebody will make a million because once you get that stuff hot and people smell it one more time, they'll realize what they missed and what they lost. Amen. Tell me, have we got enough old-time religion to make somebody want it? Amen. I know what you want, and I've talked so much about food. You'd like to find a Mexican restaurant with some fried taters, fried lard. Amen. You'd settle for a little wild onions this morning. Amen. God knows what he's doing. Praise God. Amen. People may think they're getting along all right, but they get in trouble, and they get hungry enough, they'll seek out that old-time church that's got the fire. They may not be educated. Amen. Amen. They may not have a lot of finesse. They may not have a lot of expensive cuts. But one thing they can have, they can have a fire. And salt's cheap. We just got to take the time to have it in ourselves. Amen. A little time before God. A little time in prayer. Amen. A little forgiving. Praise God. Have peace one with another. Salt in yourselves, he said. Glory to God. A little self-sacrificing. A little love. Amen. Season just right. Somebody will want what we've got. An old-time religion will once again become attractive. And men will be the path to our door. Amen. Amen. We picked cotton close to a bunch of Mexicans that had shipped in from Mexico down near Leechville, Arkansas, back in 42. Amen. Those Mexicans didn't have much to eat. But when they woke up in them tents in the morning and started boiling that coffee and fixing what they had, I want to tell you, it smelled good. Amen. Brother Berg lived next door to a Filipino lady that had a restaurant in her house. And every morning the smoke started boiling from a half a dozen wood fires in the back of her house, in the back porch, in the sheltered area. No concrete floor, Brother Ray. Amen. No fancy tables or booths. Amen. But the big trucks stopped there. And she made $75 a day. And I slept in that house next door to hers. And I smelt that fire and that smoke and that meat cooking every morning. And so it just got the best of it finally. And I went over there one day to take pictures of the whole thing. I found the meat cooking on the ground. I found them washing dishes on the ground. Amen. I found people eating at booths that we would have considered dirty. But she had the fire. And she had the salt. And she had the food. And a little house beside the road, she knocked down equivalent of 75 American dollars a day, a small fortune in the Philippines, in her own house. Amen. Set it on fire. Amen. You may think we got to have a lot of stuff. You may think we got to have this and that, and that's nice. Amen. But ain't nothing too nice if ain't no fire. There ain't no spirit, ain't no love of God, no self-sacrifice, no tears. Stand with us this morning, praise God, as we sing. Let's make us an altar and have a season of prayer. If you have to go, come back tonight salted with salt, salted with fire, praise God. Let God use you, let God bless you, hallelujah. Lord, bless these words. Challenge our hearts, and Lord, our souls. Oh God, to bring glory to your name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Christ, a burning, cleansing flame. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Thou blood-bought gift today we claim. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Look down and see the waiting host. Give us the promised Holy Ghost. We want another Pentecost. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. God of Elijah, hear our cry. Send the fire, send the fire. In the fire, He'll make us fit to live or die. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire to burn up every trace of sin, to bring the light and glory in. The revolution now begins. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. 'Tis fire we want, for fire we plead. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. The fire will meet our every need. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. For strength to ever do the right. To conquer in the fight, for power to walk this world in white. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Thou Christ, cleansing flame. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Thou blood bought gift today we claim. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Look down and see the waiting host. Give us the promised Holy Ghost. We want another Pentecost. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. God of Elijah, hear our cry. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. You make us fit to live or die. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. To burn of every trace of sin. To bring the light and glory in. The revolution now begins. Send the fire, 'tis fire we want, for fire we plead. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. The fire will meet our every need. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. For strength to ever do the right. For grace to conquer in the fight. For power to walk this world in white. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire.
Send the fire.